Thank you. ways to make them more resistant to alcohol and less prone to aging. If I had been God, I would have sighted their sons and I would not have suffered the Romans to kill even one of them. If I had been God, with my staff and my rod, if I had been given the job, I believe done a better job. And if I would age your own, put your head in dark sky with my electronic eyes. And the other one doesn't fry. for the wedding. Picture her boiling some water for tea. Picture the kids climbing into the backseat. Picture my hand turning the key. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from veil, do you think you can tell? Oh, Leave them kids alone. We saw these kids for the first time at 5 o'clock this afternoon. They're all from Atlanta, they're your kids, and they're marvellous. We're going to take a little break, intermission, 20 minutes, and then we'll come back this evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
wearing a shit-eating grin because there's a lot of love in this room and it makes me really, really happy to feel it. We can build a bit more love around us. These hard times. Thank you, guys. Speaking of love, down here playing the guitar, sipping his champagne, Mr. Dave Kilminster. Just behind him, playing B3 and piano, Drew Erickson. A professor. One day. Very old friend of mine, old colleague, playing keyboards and guitars inside, Mr. John McCarry. Relatively new friend of mine, but a great bass player, and also very tall, Gus Seifer. Also got a lot of him. Playing drums, the wonderful Joey Warrenka. Also from Southern California, the obligatory hippie in the band, every band should have one. Jonathan Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Another very, very old friend of mine, Joey Freynoff of the Border on tenor sax, who phoned Mr. Ian Ritchie. Yeah. And last but not least, from the indie band Lucius, the adorable and also incredibly talented Holly Lessig and Jess Wolf.
Hey! Yeah.